Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. military aircraft airdropped thousands of meals into Gaza in an emergency humanitarian aid operation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation. And President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yemen's internationally recognized government reported Saturday that the Ruby Mar cargo ship attacked last month by Houthi militants has sunk in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A government statement said the ship sank in the southern Red Sea on Friday night and warned of an environmental catastrophe. The ship was carrying more than 41,000 tons of fertilizer when it came under attack. The U.S. military central command has said the Houthis say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. On Monday, a Yemeni government team visited the Ruby Mar, a Belize-flagged UK-owned cargo ship, and said it was partially submerged and could sink within a couple of days. The U.S. military previously said the attack could significantly damage the freighter and caused an 18-mile oil slick. Houthi attacks have prompted shipping firms to divert vessels onto the longer, more expensive route around southern Africa. The United States and Britain began striking Houthi targets in Yemen in January in retaliation for the attacks on shipping in the Red Sea, Bab el-Mandeb Strait, and Gulf of Aden.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Firefighters face difficult weather conditions as they battle the largest wildfire in Texas history. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
They live in the community they protect. Wheeler Volunteer Fire Department firefighters battling the Smokehouse Creek fire, the largest wildfire in Texas. 21-year-old Chase Helton.
We don't want to be on the fires. We don't like when fires coming, but we enjoy what we do, and we're thankful to help the community.
He's at the front of the truck dousing the flames. His 25-year-old Urich Marshall drives the truck through the intense blaze in an effort to help contain it.
Everybody's trying to do the same thing and get it all put out safely and get to go home.
The massive fire leaving a charred landscape of scorched prairie, dead cattle, and destroying as many as 500 structures in the Texas Panhandle, merging with another fire and crossing the state line into Oklahoma. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran's hardliners are leading in an initial vote count in the capital Tehran following a record low turnout in a parliamentary election. State-run IRNA news agency and state TV said Saturday that 1,960 from 5,000 ballots in Tehran had been counted so far Saturday. Officials have not yet released turnout figures, but IRNA said it was 41% based on unofficial reports. In the last parliamentary election in 2019, only 42% of eligible voters headed to the ballot stations. It was considered the lowest turnout since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Hardliners have controlled the parliament for the past two decades. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention formally updated its guidelines for isolation after testing positive for COVID-19, reducing recommended isolation periods from 5 days to 24 hours for people with mild or improving symptoms. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
CDC Chief Mandy Cohen says the new guidance is an effort to pair COVID recommendations with long-standing ones for flu and other respiratory illnesses.
Folks often don't know what virus they have when they first get sick. So this will help them know what to do regardless.
The change comes with COVID no longer the health menace it once was. Most people have some degree of immunity at this point, whether from infections or vaccinations. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Donald Trump has won Missouri's Republican caucuses, and he's captured all 39 delegates that were up for grabs at the Michigan Party Convention. The former president also is awaiting the results later Saturday of the Idaho caucuses as he looks to gain more ground toward clinching the GOP nomination. His last major rival, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, is still seeking her first election season win. There are no Democratic contests Saturday. The next event on the Republican calendar is Sunday in the District of Columbia. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.